What up, mother bleepers? It's about that time for some nosebleed seats to show everyone can afford to listen to Zach Wolchuk alongside Eric Chiafalo. And right now on this Thursday, it's time for this.
Ha ha, yeah. Let's hand things over to that stupid Eric Chiafalo to give us this week's L Takers and Dub Makers. On and off the field, no one is safe. Biggest L, biggest dub.
Oh, yeah, Chi. What's up, my sexy, long-locked mother brother? How you doing?
So that's what the powers that be, the suits, if you will, the executives. Obviously, when you have a big name brand podcast, national podcast such as ourselves, there's executives involved. And they've been teasing me for months now about this new intro they got for Biggest L, Biggest Dub, and that's what they got. They're calling me out. They're disrespecting me. It took them forever, by the way. We're here for 20 minutes. Next thing I know, Walchuk's already got a weird open. Takes them over a year to get me a Biggest L, Biggest Dub open?
Look, I think they liked what we had going.
God,
and we don't want to conform to these suits generalities that they want to force upon us. We tried to fight this bullshit for as long as we could.
Man, I just feel like I'm just a little disrespected, that's all, because they've been telling me for months, they've been teasing me. Oh, Eric, no, don't worry. We care about your segment too, Eric. We don't just care about Walchuk's weird.
We barely
I'm like, okay, whatever.
So much sports, we don't even have time for weird these days.
And then they called me a stupid mother
I mean,
in the open?
Look, that was kind of the reason I said let's do this.
Wow, man.
I thought it was pretty accurate.
I don't know, that's just...
Is that just me?
It's just, I don't know. I feel slighted. Whatever. I'm not going to let it affect me.
Well, at least they said you were sexy, right? They didn't even say you were sexy?
I don't think they said sexy. I think they just called me a stupid mother.
That's rude.
I couldn't agree more.
So. Either way, it's cool. There's an intro for the segment now.
No, yeah, awesome. Yeah, I'm great. I'm glad I get disrespected.
I mean, do you want
to lead in? My hype man calls me a stupid mother. As I go into my segment, it's a little off-putting for me, but I'm not gonna let it affect my game. I'm not gonna let it throw me off. I'm gonna get in here and I'm gonna give what the people want, give what the people need. This is your first time in Biggest L, Biggest Dub. I scoured the earth for the last month, the last 30 days, the entire month of September. Who took an L? I got him for you. You want to know who did some big things? You want to know who did some great things? You want to know who's smiling on October 3rd, whatever day it is? I'll give you those people as well. So let's start with the losers as we always do.
October 4th.
The honorable mentions. Now, Wolchuk, I'm sure you have at least two honorable mentions just off the top of your mind that you could think of in the month of September that probably didn't have
crap.
The best month of September.
Let me rank the brain. I'm trying to think.
I'll give you a Tampa Bay prostitution.
Visuals,
cell phone,
Ole Miss, college football head coach.
Bibles.
Yes, now it's coming to me. Hugh Freeze.
Absolutely. Great guess by you,
yes.
Wolchuk. Hugh Freeze.
What did you do?
He's a perennial L taker for his Tampa Bay prostitution. There was a cell phone. It actually belonged to the school. He called it. Yeah.
He was fooking himself.
It was between prayers. It was sort of
what do you mean between prayers? He was in church and he was playing with himself with a phone?
Okay. No, you really couldn't have got that any more wrong than you did.
Okay.
I think there was a Bible there, but there was definitely a cell phone that didn't belong to him necessarily.
Was Drake there?
He was using it. He was calling Tampa Bay prostitutes.
Oh.
I think for himself.
Well, that's where the best ones are.
He lost his job. Next thing you know, we're almost 2 years later.
Okay.
Actually, over 2 years
well,
later.
Well, geez, it right? feels like yesterday.
He's still taking an L.
Man, does he have a job?
No, I don't think so.
Poor guy.
I do not think so. I think he's still rehabilitating that marriage.
Well, I wonder if he's run into the powder dude, the cocaine cowboy.
Oh, Mr. Christopher Forrester.
Yeah.
Oh, we get together.
Chris was actually having himself a weekend.
They won a big game, right, against the Patriots.
No, yeah, you're a jerk. No, he wasn't paying attention to the Dolphins game, even though
he was paying attention to Candy's butthole.
Even though he did used to work for the Dolphins, but he obviously lost his job for videoing himself.
He was snorting powder off of Candy's rear.
It was actually off of his desk in the work facility.
Or was it Venus?
I think it was, I can't remember.
Chastity?
Now. Something along those lines.
Amber, maybe?
You are definitely right there.
Bab knows because he went and hit her up after.
Yeah, he did, that dirty bastard.
Freaking weirdo, man. I love him for it, though.
Yeah, so DeForester's no longer a Dolphin lover, but he was at the Penn State whiteout game this past weekend for obvious reasons.
Man, that was a beautiful scene.
Yeah, no, and DeForester was just soaking it all up.
Good for him.
Yeah, he just living the dream out there. So that was sort of one bright spot for Mr. DeForester, but the general month of September has been pretty bad for him, I would imagine.
Probably rough, yeah.
Now let's get to a little more topical.
Okay.
Rapper Lil Xan, have you ever heard of him?
Is that the dude with all the facial tattoos? It looks like it hurts.
Well, I mean, that's sort of all rappers now.
He also looks like...
You can say that about any rapper now.
And I know that this is, in today's climate, I shouldn't say this because it's not PC.
I don't think he's gay.
Down syndrome.
Oh.
He does have that look.
Wow, he does have a little Colt McCoy in him. I can see that.
I was thinking more Manning, but yeah.
Eli?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely with you there. Let's just gloss over that. We'll move on seamlessly.
Okay, I apologize.
Lil Xan, whom we don't think has a mental retardation, was definitely in the hospital this month, though, taking an L. You want to know why?
What, did he snort too much?
No, he actually didn't snort any of these, believe it or not. He just ate these.
He ate them?
Hot Cheetos.
What?
Yeah, bro.
He ate too many hot Cheetos?
And I think we've all been there. I think we've all had a moment for ourselves. We looked in the mirror and we thought, you know what? I had too many hot Cheetos.
I'm more of a Puffs guy, but I don't think they make them hot.
They do make hot puffs.
Oh, do
no, they?
They
do make hot puffs. Absolutely.
Oh, that's a game freaking changer,
yeah, no, hot
dude.
Puffs are fire, but and literal fire for some people like Lil Xan. But
yeah, it comes out.
I actually prefer the regular
hot
ones. I like the lime ones, the limon.
What?
The hot Cheeto limon.
No.
The little lime.
I don't
hint,
know.
Hint of lime in the Flamin' Hot
I've
Cheetos.
I've never even seen those.
Are you serious?
I'm not lying.
Okay, well, that's the best way to eat Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Now, I can't confirm whether or not these were the puffs.
Okay.
The lime or just the generics.
Just the thin and crunchy.
But these were definitely hot Cheetos Lil Xan ingested, and that sent him to the hospital. You want to know why?
Why?
This poor bastard was puking up blood.
What?
Because he had too many flaming hot Cheetos. Now, he told TMZ, listen, I have a really, really bad diet in general. All I do is drink sodas and eat like bleep. But he said, I don't know, I guess I had too many Flamin' Hot Cheetos. He took to Instagram afterwards. He said, I went to the hospital today. He said, maybe he does have that retardation we talked about. He said, getting ready for his tour, he said, I just wanted to let everybody know I was in the hospital, not due to any drugs, Chris DeForester, but I guess I ate too many hot Cheetos, and I guess it ripped something in my stomach open, so I puked some blood.
That's disgusting.
And then his caption says, just want to let everyone know that I'm good, healthier than I've ever been, and ready to kick off my third tour in New York in a couple of days. Can you be healthier than you've ever been if you're a mere hours away from puking blood?
I just want to know how many bags of Cheetos he ate to puke blood.
And that's a really great question.
I also want to know if you can name a single Lil Xan song.
No.
Me either.
Absolutely 100% not.
So do we care?
I'm not even for... Well, no, absolutely
well,
not.
Well, I mean, the poor bastard.
Oh, no, for
absolutely.
Sure. No, I'm
L
just out here...
For sure.
Listen, I'm just out here just doing journalistic work. Did you take an L or did you not take an L? I'm not saying whether
one.
Or not I care.
No, I
he
got it.
He definitely took
I
an L.
I got it.
I mean, puking blood, eating hot Cheetos.
But like, let's say that it had been him instead of Mac. I mean, would the world be a better place?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's pretty effed up to say. Double back, reverse it. I didn't say that.
But to answer your question, yes, absolutely. I'm still stuck on this whole can healthier than I've ever been thing.
Well, he clearly doesn't understand what healthy means.
I just think that's just...
I mean, has he ever been healthy? The dude's got ink all over his face.
Yeah,
doesn't that
true.
Like seep into the pores and
there is some ink poisoning issues that could, you know, arise.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's not good. That's certain. And that's a great observation by you.
Cringeworthy.
So Lil Xan for puking up blood after ingesting too many hot Cheetos. You are our first honorable mention L taker for the month of September. Congratulations, Lil Xan.
Hey, congratulations.
This is exciting, brother.
Dude, Lil Xan, you won something, bro.
Man, that's fantastic, dude. Just couldn't be happier for you. All right, we're going to move on, all right? And I want you to hear this headline. Just soak this in really quick. Now, biggest dub, as we know, this is on and off the field. So sometimes it's sports related, sometimes it's not.
I prefer when it's not, to be honest.
You know, sometimes it's sports like Lil Xan, sometimes it's not. You just never really know. He is as athletic as it gets.
Heard he has a great cock game.
Headline.
What?
Woman lost eye after being struck by a golf ball during the Ryder Cup.
What the F?
Yeah, the Ryder Cup, that massive golf tournament that took place. Yes,
it's the Europe
Sunday.
Versus the Americanas.
Yeah, it's huge. It's like so much pride's involved.
Big
it's
time.
Like
Big
rock, time. Chalk, America, USA, national anthem, let's ride.
Tiger Woods.
I love Uncle Sam.
Certainly.
I love the red, white, and blue.
The Europeans won, which sucks, but apparently this chick's golf ball eyelid is fooked.
Do you know the golfer Brooks Koepka?
Yes.
First of all, he's jacked as hell.
He's like, a big guy.
Especially, like, just in general, but especially for golf. Like, I actually saw him up close. You can tell on TV, but I saw him over the summer. I was working at a golf tournament, and he won the thing, by the way. And he was, I was just blown away. Sexy as hell, but jacked. Looks not like a golfer. He hits a ball on the sixth hole on Friday, and Kareem Rahmande got smacked. Old Kareem got smacked in the face with this ball. She said, quote, "It happened so fast. I didn't feel any pain when I was hit. I didn't feel like the ball had struck my eye. And then I felt the blood start to pour." They rushed her to the hospital. The scan the next day confirmed a fracture of the right eye socket and an explosion of the eyeball. End quote.
That is Jesus. So gross. That is disgusting.
Yeah.
I once feared my eyeball popped out.
What?
I got hit while playing in the pool with like a beanbag.
A Dax dong? Oh, I mean a beanbag?
Or something. I don't know. But it was weighted down because we'd been in the water. And I got nailed in the eye and my eye hurt like balls.
Doctors told her that the injury would leave her permanently blind in her right eye. She is considering legal action against the organizers of the Ryder Cup. Now, Ryder Cup spokesperson had this to say. They kind of were like, "Hey, we're sorry, but like, you know, your fault more than anything."
How is it her fault?
Quote from the Ryder Cup, they said,
"You're standing too close?
Ball strikes are an occasional hazard for spectators, but this kind of incident is extremely rare. We can confirm that four was shouted several times, but also appreciate how hard it can be to know when and where every ball is struck. If you are in the crowd, we are hugely sympathetic, and we will do everything we can to support the spectator, and so far as that is possible under very difficult circumstances." Basically, hey man, we yelled four, bro. I mean, what else did you want us to do?
You know, bears attack salmon, but salmon attacks on bear are much more rare, and that's what this reminds me of.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Congratulations to Kareem Rahmande. You are an honorable mention L-taker for your eye exploding at the Ryder Cup this
How
past
is that
weekend.
Not the winner? The chick blew up
I
her
know.
Own balls.
You know what?
Her eyeballs.
I'm so glad you just asked that question because that is a great observation and it makes you think.
All of them.
Who the hell could have had a worse month than old Kareem?
Somebody blew up their taint.
Well, let's get to Frank Reagan.
Oh, Frank?
And Frank isn't even our biggest L. He's our final honorable mention L.
Oh, this is great.
Frank Reagan, now a former worker in the terminals at the Atlanta airport.
Was he pooping?
This is the guy who was trash-talking Pac-Man Jones.
Oh, my gosh.
In
no
the
way.
Terminal.
Got his
in the
ass
airport.
Kicked?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He started a fight, so he was shit-talking them. Then he starts a fight with them. Then he gets his ass kicked by Pac-Man. And then he wakes up in September and realizes, oh no, I'm charged with two counts of battery, one count of disorderly conduct, and one count of terroristic threats.
So he hung himself?
So he got 1 year in prison.
Jeez, I'm f***ed today.
Well, you really are, good God. 1 year in probation. And after that, he has 70 hours of community service. Pac-Man was considered defending himself. He didn't get charged at all. So that my boy Frank here, in the month of September, took the fattest L ever by starting a fight, getting his ass kicked in the fight, then getting in trouble for the fight, 1 year in prison after that, 1 year probation, I'd imagine sucks, and then 70 hours of community service. We'll probably wave to Frank on the side of the road in a couple of years while he's picking up my garbage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean that's the future. That's the 3 year plan. You know when we talk about 5 year plans, 10 year plans, Frank's got a 3 year plan. Two of those 3 years he's gonna be in jail or on probation. And then 70 hours of that third year will be spent community service. I'll be waving at him like I said from my window.
Hey.
Hey, pal. Frank, it's you again, bud.
How's Pac-Man
I'll see you
doing?
On the way home from work.
Man, that's sad.
Yeah, man. That's sad for Frank. All right, here goes our winner. This bleeping guy here. I don't know where to begin. I couldn't feel worse for this guy. I know we've had a guy on Biggest L, Biggest Dub have his ball sack ripped in half.
Yeah, that's my guy.
We've had a guy's nuts get smacked in a baseball game on a ricochet fastball.
Love that.
That'll put you down for a while. I think that might have been one of the Molinas. But this guy here's really, really struggling. We're going to Wisconsin. His name's Greg Manifel, and he's just your everyday white dude walking the streets with his dog. Unfortunately, his dog has a bacteria that when it licks you with your saliva, when the dog gets his saliva on you, it has a bacteria that is incredibly rare but cuts circulation off of, I guess, whatever it licked. So this guy, Greg, got licked by his own dog. That led to him getting this bacteria. It also led to him losing his circulation.
Hold on, there's got to be fecal matter in this.
No, believe it or not, there's no fecal matter. I think there might be some cum. He lost circulation in his forearms. Then he lost circulation in his legs.
What?
Thus resulting in him having to amputate his legs and part of his arms.
Part of his arms?
Because his dog licked him.
Yeah,
from the elbow
dude?
Down, the forearm, the elbow down.
What?
Yeah, Greg Manifel in Wisconsin. Everyday Greg. Just you and me, Greg. 9 to 5, Greg. Weekends off, Greg.
Well, he's...
Wife and kids, Greg.
This is strange.
Got licked by his dog.
What kind of dog?
I don't even know what kind of dog it was. That's not even the point. It's
well,
not
that
like
should
this
be
particular
because people
dog.
Need to get away from
no,
that breed.
No, it's not about the breed. It has nothing to do with the breed. It's incredibly rare. Almost,
has to do with him?
Almost. No, it has to do with what has to do with just that specific dog.
The
it doesn't
cheesy
have to age. Do. And I don't know, potentially.
But I need to
or
know
the
what
beer
kind
you
of
drink.
So it's just that dog. It's not even the breed of the dog. It's
exactly.
Just, like that dog's a fudge
his
dog.
His dog's just got
but
it.
But how did it get it?
I don't know
from
how
eating
it gets
some
it.
Feces.
I know potentially.
I'm telling you,
I have no idea.
It ate some squirrel poo, and now it's killing people.
Okay, and that's a great hypothesis, and I think you should run with it.
Shoot,
and
this
let me
dude's
know what
gimping
you come
around
with
no legs and elbows only.
Yeah, no, they got a picture of this guy, and
I don't want to see.
Have you ever seen Forrest Gump and his friends in the wheelchair?
Yeah.
Imagine him without forearms.
Lieutenant Dan?
Lieutenant Dan.
Oh, God.
Imagine Lieutenant
Extreme
Dan
Lieutenant
just
Dan.
The same way he is with a sharper haircut.
But no elbows?
No,
just
he's got elbows.
Elbows.
Just elbows.
Oh, God, this is bad.
Yeah. No forearm, no wrist, no hands, no
oh,
fingers.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. And he's got nubbles,
that
obviously.
Poor son of a gun.
All because he got licked by his dog. Now, this guy says...
Did
now,
he put
now,
the dog down?
No, I don't know what the hell they did.
Next thing you know, he lets the dog lick his face. Yeah. He's got a... Dead.
No, seriously, that would happen.
You gotta amputate
I don't know, it's some ridiculous,
his head.
It's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard.
It's like Darth Vader now.
I'm not one to ever want to be nor find myself being licked by dogs, but I know plenty of people that do that. Now you understand what could happen.
Well, that's fucked.
Yeah. Greg Manifel is our biggest L of the month of September. Congrats, Greg!
The name like Greg Manifel. Love you, though, Greg, but seriously, you are a loser.
Yes, you sure are, Greg. Now, let's get happy, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, let's do it, Pharrell.
Oh, this is so fun, man. All right, honorable mentions. We have two of them.
Who?
First one goes to Cheap Alcohol Lovers.
Oh, well, that's you, me, and Mama Cherie.
For the month of October, Applebee's will be selling $1 zombie cocktails for the entire month, October.
Now, what's in the zombie cocktail?
Well, remember last year for October, they did the Dollarita, which of
course... I thought the Dollarita was almost a year-round thing now.
Yeah, well, it might be. I don't know. Applebee's is constantly doing this $1 for this,
$2
for that.
Couldn't tell you the last time I hit one up.
They do the $1 Strong Island.
I'm into that.
They do the $2 Sam Adams beer for October.
Poured all over
my
body,
baby. So there's
a lot
of good stuff going on in Applebee's, alcohol-wise, cheap-wise. These zombie cocktails...
Just not food-wise.
Are made with a killer mix of rum, pineapple, passion fruit, cherry, and lime, topped with a gummy brain.
What?
Yeah, it's like a little candy gummy that's like a brain.
Oh, that
like a
kind
zombie.
Of gummy. I was thinking like a mushy brain.
Oh, I thought you were thinking of like a Colorado gummy, which would be awesome, too.
Oh, that'd be better.
What a deal.
I will say, man, I'm a little... Those things aren't quite as potent as
I'd
like them
the
to
gummies
be.
Are not as good as, say, the chocolates.
I make better.
From what I hear. Yeah, you do, by the way. All right, hash brownies, huh? All right, number two, honorable mention dub of September, HBO comedy fans. I know you're an HBO comedy guy.
Love HBO comedy. Too. Dane Cook's The Vicious Circle, still a classic
they
for me.
They have great stand-ups, but they also have great just general comedic shows. For instance, Danny McBride, Vice Principals, one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's after Eastbound and Down.
Eastbound and Down, exactly. Well, Danny McBride and crew are coming back strong with the new HBO comedy. It's called
Sex on the Beach.
The Righteous Gemstones.
The Righteous Gemstones?
It's with John Goodman.
Oh.
Yeah. Adam Devine.
Ooh.
You know who he is.
Of course I do. Adam DeMam from Workaholics.
You're dang right. And then, of course, Danny McBride.
Of course.
And one of the ladies that was in Cassidy Freeman, she was in Vice Principals. If you didn't watch Vice Principals, she was in that. That show's great, by the way. If you haven't seen Vice Principals, find a way to go watch it. That was a freaking hilarious show. Two seasons worth your time.
Love that
show. But Danny McBride, I love him. I think he's hysterical, especially these HBO shows. They just do it right. They get it done.
Yeah.
And Danny is a funny dude. So I'm all in on that. I'm not exactly sure when it's going to start, but it was announced in the September that it was going to happen. So that's exciting news. For all HBO comedy fans.
Very exciting. I just love HBO. They pump out great shows.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. All right. Winner. Dub winner for September. I think this is obvious.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
We're going back to the gridiron.
Holy crap, it's me.
Cleveland Browns fans.
Oh, the Cleveland Brownies.
You SOBs, man. You won your first game. It took 624 days to get the win over the Jets. But by God, you did it on national television.
Yes, they did.
And looks like they got a stud in Baker Mayfield, number one overall pick, quarterback.
Stud's a bit of a strong word.
Really? You think so? Okay.
They got a pretty good pick.
There you go.
So Hold off on the stud.
You get your win. You get your rookie first overall pick quarterback who you think maybe we got something.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
And those friggin' Bud Light beer cages were unlocked from the heavens.
Oh, my gosh.
In the name
gosh.
Of victory.
Beer is a flowing in
so
the Cleveland
that,
land.
I mean, I don't understand how you can win more than Cleveland did this month.
No, they've been rocking and winning, except they got screwed over this weekend against the Raiders.
So Cleveland Browns and Browns fans all over the world, first off, sorry for obvious reasons, but secondly, I just want to say congrats. You're winning the biggest dub of the month of September.
Winning.
That's it.
Did you notice on LeBron's debut in LA, they showed him pregame in the locker room watching the Cavs game? So LeBron might have left Cleveland, but we know where his heart still lies.
In Akron.
No doubt.
I mean, Miami.
What? Exam bounce, everybody. What, you got something to say?
I was just going
to
say, thanks for playing. Biggest Dub. I know it's been a while.
No, I thought that was awesome.
Thanks to the suits for the shitty intro.
The winners and the losers did a great job.
Here we are. Yeah, shout out to all the losers.
We loved everything about it. I thought that was an excellent segment. I'm sorry that I got so darn raunchy in there.
Also, Greg, man, heart goes out to you. And Kareen, your eye exploded, T's and P's, gal.
The hell, man. T's People are losing limbs and balls left and right. This is a sick world.
None sicker than you.
Anywho, Nosebleed Seats Podcast, Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo. Rate us 5 stars. You know you want to. Best podcast on the mother bleeping planet. We'll be back tomorrow with a Football Friday. Take care of each other. Love you.